Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing great. How's it going?
Things are well. Well, Sarah, the new GM in Arizona has definitely, maybe the most interesting offseason I can recall ever for the Coyotes when you consider, you know, how many major moves they've made.
Yeah, they've certainly been active. I mean, obviously, time will tell how fruitful these decisions will turn out to be. But for a team in the midst of a rebuild, they definitely have tried to make changes this summer to kind of expedite the process and become a playoff team. In their minds, hopefully as soon as next season. So we'll see how it all turns out, but they've definitely tried to make some changes and like you mentioned, kind of be creative in how they've tried to operate this offseason for sure.
Now, is ownership willing to spend more money? Like, I understand the Datsyuk trade because it's really not actual money that they have to pay out. But in the case of Dave Boland, like, they must really like Lawson Crouse because even though Boland goes on LTIR, you still got to pay the money.
Yeah, I think we've seen, maybe this ownership group kind of start to flex its identity a little more. You think it's only been a couple years for this group to come in, and I think there was a learning curve for it to decide how it wanted to operate and run the team, and I think we really saw maybe its most drastic or biggest move yet when they dismissed John Maloney earlier this offseason. They hired John Chyka, the youngest GM in NHL history, as analytics guru to come in, and I think they definitely had a firm budget in mind of how they wanted to spend, parameters they wanted to fall into this offseason, but they haven't been shy about what they wanted to do. I mean, you look at taking on some of these contracts, specifically the cap hit, to retain some assets that they probably feel can help them in the long run, prospect type players, but they also brought on Antoine Vermette, and they're going to be paying him a little bit, obviously, to get rid of a contract to essentially make pace on this roster for a young player. So it definitely seems they have a direction in mind that they'd like to take it, and they're spending money, going about ways, maybe creatively, to try to induce that improvement that they hope this roster can debut in the fall.
Sarah McClellan, join us. Sarah, you look on the back end. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, legit defender. Alex Goligoski, I really like that signing for them. Their back end is definitely their strength, but the questions are going to be up front. Like, do you think the Coyotes have improved enough that they could push for a playoff spot?
I think it's probably going to depend on their youngsters, and that's kind of a mystery right now. We saw what a Max Domi, Anthony Duclair can do as rookies, but we all know that sophomore season is, a challenge, and you kind of really proved your mettle. Were you a flash in the pan, a one-hit wonder, or is this consistently who you can be, or can you even be better? I think, that type, that level of player will be key for them, but also, who else might debut? Who else might be a rookie that grabs some ice time? Will Dylan Strome make this team? Will Lawson Crouse get a look? Or Christian Dvorak? Players that had standout junior seasons, will they be ready to make the jump that Domi and Duclair made last year? And, you pretty much know what you're going to get out of your veterans. I think they kind of have it penciled in what that established kind of crew of players can provide for this team. But the wild card is those young players. And I think if they can deliver, it's certainly a push in the right direction. Will it be enough? I think we'll have to see how the rest of the Pacific Division and West takes out, too, to make, a fair comparison. But I think the X factor is going to be these young players.
And what about Mike Smith in goal? Louis Domingue arguably played better than him last season. Smith's got 3 years left, a big cap hit of 5.667. Do you think Smith's got stuff left in the tank, or is he a guy who comes in with a lot to prove at training camp?
I think we've said it for a couple of years now, like, this is maybe the make or break season. This is maybe what will, really define who Mike Smith is. But, particularly seems to hold true for this season since he's coming off, having surgery on his core. He had that surgery during last season, causing him to miss all that time, and give Louis Domingue that opportunity to come in and kind of prove himself as someone who's worthy of NHL minutes, and, enabled him to solidify the number two role behind Smith. But, he's had that summer of training now. I know he's been working out. We'll see now if maybe that was maybe what was holding him back, or at least, maybe not enabling him to be at his best these last few seasons, since he had such that stellar performance in 2011-12 when he helped guide the team to the Western Conference Finals. So we'll see. You mentioned forwards as maybe a position group that really will maybe define how the Coyotes do. I really always tend to go back to goaltending. I really think that that sets the zone, like you mentioned. You know what they have in defense with Oliver Ekman Larson, Vlad Goligoski. The blue line seems to be trending in the right direction. The youth and enthusiasm of the forwards, that's probably another positive. But I really think, especially in this division, in this conference, goaltending seems to really, you know, maybe set the tone for this team and how this team performs.
Sarah McCollum for the Arizona Republic joins us talking now NHL and the Coyotes. Have you had a chance to sit down with Shaika and maybe pick his brain on, you know, what type of analytics he's looking at that maybe we haven't seen? Like, you know, you can go out there to a lot of different sites, and I'm not necessarily certain that those are the exact stats that a lot of these teams are using themselves.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because knowing that his background, I think we as kind of the local media have got into the habit of, you know, when he makes an acquisition, what maybe particularly stood out analytically that drew him to that player, since, you know, I guess the consensus belief is that that must have been a driving factor. And it tends to vary. I mean, you look back at the Jamie McGinn, free agent signing that they had back on July 1st, and that was something that the analytics showed that he was someone who, if you get him around the net, he can finish, you know, he can finish plays. He's a scorer. And you look at, you know, the numbers, and they tend to back that up. And so he thought, we have enough playmakers, passers, you know, creative instincts offensively, especially young players like a Max Domi, I think, declare that we have people who can get, you know, scores to pop. And now it's up to that finding that player who can, you know, kind of vary the plays. And I know that was kind of the thinking in the Jamie McGinn. And you mentioned Goligoski. He's another one who analytically you look at his possession numbers, and he's a player that can drive that, you know, that possession for teams and enable, you know, teams to have the puck more often than not. And so I think they've used that tool in making some of the signings they have, but they've also, you know, I think just tried to be creative. I mean, we talked about the cap space, but Jamie McGinn and Alex Goligoski were two players that they brought in on visits too to kind of utilize that interview window before July 1, and, you know, really tried to pull out all the stops to show them that, hey, this is a place that wants you, this is a place that we hope trending in the right direction, and we want you to be part of the solution. We really want you. So I think that's also, you know, kind of part of this rebranding that we've seen with Shaika at the helm. It's just kind of going outside the box, maybe using tools that other teams maybe have used in the past, or maybe hasn't been broadcasted publicly, or just being more creative now, kind of with a new kind of front office look for the Coyotes.
How have fans responded to this? Like, does this make a significant ripple amongst the fan base in Arizona, the new GM and their new strategy, and being a lot more bold as an organization?
I think so. I think it's resonated positively. I think, you know, particularly just the fact that they're doing something and, you know, they're making changes. They're being active. Like I said, we'll see how it all turns out, but not for a lack of try. I mean, this is an organization I think that really recognizes the opportunity it has with the plethora of young potential, but also just a unique place in this marketplace. In the Valley of the Sun, you kind of rattled up all the sports that are getting started or getting, you know, to an exciting point of their season, and that's the case here. College football starts this weekend, NFL is shortly after that. You have to win to, you know, maybe grab some headlines here. Your diehards are always going to be there, but I think the Coyotes want to put that product on the ice that grabs everyone's attention, and I think making these moves and showing that, hey, we understand where we're going, but we want to fast-track this process. We want to be competitive. We want to win. I think that probably resonates with fans, that, you know, maybe grabs them in and pulls them in a little bit deeper.
Sarah McCollum joins us from the Arizona Republic. And Sarah, there's been lots of talk that the Coyotes, you know, are having conversations of maybe moving and getting a rink back downtown in Phoenix. Do you think this is realistic? Do you have a timeline guess on when it might happen?
We've heard that, you know, maybe by the end of the summer, sometime this offseason, we'll hear where they plan to, you know, possibly execute a new arena. They've in-house identified a site that they'd like to build a new facility. It hasn't been made public yet. So we might get that intel, you know, in the next month or 2 months. You know, Phoenix has been mentioned as a possibility. Tempe, which, you know, also hosts Arizona State University, something, you know, near campus may work. Flatfield, always kind of been mentioned as maybe, you know, a home that would have maybe worked for the Coyotes long before the team moved to Glendale. So there are a number of possibilities. I know the team has that insight and knows where they want to go. They've shared that information with free agents when courting players this offseason, but they just aren't ready to make that public. But I think we could get that insight of where they would like to build a new facility, you know, in the next few months.
And one last one. The young player that intrigues me the most in that organization is young Dvorak. I think he might have been the best player on that line in London when it's all said and done. Where do you see him right now on the depth chart with the Coyotes? Do you think he has a realistic shot to make that team?
I do, especially after they bought out Antoine Vermette and seemed to open up some more room up the middle. You know, talking to these players, they tell you they'll play goaltender. They'll go anywhere to crack an NHL lineup. But I think his strength probably is up the middle. I know he could probably move to a wing, similar to like what a Dylan Strome may move to kind of ease that responsibility when you start out in the NHL. As a center is perhaps a little bit more difficult than going on the wing. But I think Christian's strengths are up the middle. I think he'll fiercely contend. Just smart, savvy. I think he offers the skill set that they want. You know, being quick and efficient and crafty, but his IQ, his hockey IQ, I think what he can bring will really set him apart. And I think he'll seriously contend for a job this fall.
Sarah, we appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thanks, Jason. Take care.
You betcha.